Hey guys, it's Aspen,
Zoe,
and Megan. Welcome to Really Going Through It,
a podcast where we sit down each week to recap what the hell is going on in our lives.
We're all really going through it, so we might as well go through it together. Welcome back, you guys.
Welcome back
to another episode of Really Going Through It.
Hi, Kim.
Because we are really going through it right now.
This is going to be one of those fun little bite-sized episodes.
Bite-sized. And we have another special guest.
Can you see her?
Kenny just loves remotes lately.
And so. She is
VW is
on
here.
The move. Wow. On the move.
With her little pigtail. All right, bitches. Highlights and lowlights. Let's go.
My highlight.
No, we start with lowlights.
Okay.
Are you new around here?
Yeah, sorry. It's my first time. My lowlight.
My lowlight, I've been sleeping like shit.
Oh, no.
So annoying.
The worst.
Like, I know it's because I'm not shutting my brain off enough before bed, but then I wake up at like 2 a.m. and I'm like, why am I not sleeping? It's just like...
My latency last night for my Oura ring, 37 minutes.
No. Nope.
It took me 37 minutes to fall asleep. My brain was literally just like
ripping. The worst.
Yeah.
My low light is, it's just like that time again where I have to take Sully to the vet and I have to take Sully to the groomer. And it's just, they're always back to back. We're on the schedule now and it's just not, and he doesn't like to get in the car and it's just a whole thing. And so,
and Joe's not home to help.
The vet just happened, and now we got to do groomer next week. So,
shit. My low light is we went home to Fargo this weekend, and it's this last weekend, and it's just never enough time with family.
I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Highlights.
My highlight is just Kenny growing. It is like so fun. What?
Megan has a really good highlight. I guess I'm not really sure.
Oh my god! I thought she was like having an aneurysm on her.
Kenny, yeah, it is so fun. Look at her.
She's walking around her neck.
She still hates me, but
yep.
I think someday she'll think I'm cool, auntie.
What's your highlight, Megan?
My highlight is we had an amazing event this weekend, and it was so fun. The Toxin Tone event.
That was my highlight, too.
Oh, yeah.
Twins. So fun.
I fucking hate you guys.
It actually is so fun.
Well, did you think it was fun, too, Zoe?
I mean, I didn't partake in any talks, but
it's okay. You know, it's just being around being there the for people you guys. That you love.
Yeah.
No, but I do. It's so fun to be able to do stuff like that together. It's like old times.
Mm-hmm.
So, and such good vendors and everything. It was just a success all around.
Too much fun.
Love it.
All right, you guys, we're going to talk about a summer bucket list because we just figured it'd be fun to give you guys ideas of things to do this summer. Sometimes I feel like, you know, you're just sitting around staring at each other and you're like,
she said no.
Oh my god. Sometimes I feel like you're just sitting around staring at each other and you're like, what should we do?
Yeah.
And it's so easy to just be like, let's just go for a walk or like whatever. But I feel like if you kind of have a list of things that you want to accomplish in the summer or just like ideas, then when you sit around and stare at each other, you can go do things.
Yeah.
I was looking at our list that we had made and it's, for me personally, it's crazy how much this list has changed. Like three years ago, what my list would have been versus what it is now. Mm-hmm. But obviously, everything is like a season. And
well, I also feel like our list, we'll obviously get into it, but it's nothing like we're not going to freaking Australia.
Yeah.
Like, we're just talking about like things that you can just do like day to day, week to week, plan it out, make them happen to just like... Make sure you're like living your life. I think it's easy to get stuck in just like sitting around or I don't know. Time just passes so fast. And I feel like if you have lists like this or just ideas, you can actually be like, let's go
check
it
off.
Yeah. You know?
And summers are so precious here. So we're like, what are we doing to like savor every moment of it? Because it's like, obviously Minnesota summers are just the best.
Also, if you guys have ideas or things that you want to send in to us, like comment on our post or DM us, because we're continuously going to be building this. Obviously there's so much you can accomplish over the summer.
Fun. Okay. I want to play pickleball this summer.
I have
it's
been wanting so to do that
hard,
too.
But so fun.
I love it. We have a court right by our house, and I told Joey, I was like, I'm just going to get cheap Amazon pickleball paddles.
Yeah, we did, too.
Because then, like I said, when you're sitting around and you're like, I don't really want to go for a walk, whatever, let's go play pickleball.
Yeah.
Get outside.
It's like a good way to get
active
without like
you're not
like
drinking. You're not on your phone. It's just like something to do.
Love it.
I've always wanted to do a drive-in movie.
Yes.
But the one that
so
I really
fun.
Wanted to do closed.
Too.
So I'm sure there's obviously others.
Also... We had a hard time finding drive-in movies like 2 summers ago. We would just bought like a cheap little projector off of
Yeah, we have
like
a deck
Amazon
now.
And just like you can get a sheet.
Hang
like
a sheet.
You could spend $100 and like stream the movies you want.
Throw
like
an air mattress out there or something.
Literally, we've done that and it's so much fun.
I'm doing
and
that.
You can like do whatever you want. Like one night we were in charge of, like I was in charge of the food and Ben picked the movie and it was like this fun like date night and it
I
was
love
like
that.
Yeah,
you get to like redo it whatever.
Because truly,
you want.
The drive-in movies are dwindling. Mm-hmm. There was a really good
They're
one
so
that
hard to
I was
find.
So excited to go to and then I found out that it closed. So
yeah,
I also want to do a drive-in, like a drive-in, like food.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Minnetonka drive-in or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. It's like nothing crazy, but I just love the art of doing that type of thing instead of just going to a restaurant.
Yeah, I think a lot of my bucket list this summer is just like really slowing down and savoring like moments. I want to start a garden this year and I have like two tiny raised garden beds. Like it's gonna be whatever, so minuscule.
Are you gonna do tomatoes and cucumbers?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Sorry? Say hello.
She just wants up.
Say hello.
Hello.
Say hello.
so we're just gonna do a tiny little garden, but it might suck, but it might thrive. And I imagine like going out there and like picking stuff with Kinney and she can just like eat it straight from the garden. And I'm excited about that.
That's so fun. Will you do only veggies or can you do fruit?
We're going to do some fruit. So you can buy some like ripe or whatever, like strawberry bushes take like a year or two, but you can buy some like ready to
almost,
go.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we can just like pop out of the pool and have
so
a couple
fun.
Strawberries.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like dreaming for that. So.
Also pool days. I'm
pool
like,
days
we need to,
I'm living for.
We need to rekindle that flame.
Yes. We used to do it so much.
Even if it's like family, like just a family Sunday or something, it'd be so fun.
Can you say hi?
Because always pool is the best.
Oh, hi, Kinney.
Incredible. I really want to do a date night at Demi. Have you guys heard of that place?
No.
Is it new?
Yeah, it's kind of new. It's by the same people that own Spoon and Stable. And it's like a entire experience. Like they make the food in front of you.
Kind of like Travail Kitchen or whatever.
Yeah.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do for my 30th birthday, which is coming up this month. Well, and whatever, June 1st. I want to do an outdoor like dinner party. In our yard.
I love that.
Up north, like on the lake. I wanted to go on a trip and then I was like, you know what? I just want to be with family and the lake is literally my favorite place to be in the world. So, weather permitting, I want to do that. And if it doesn't work out for my birthday, it'd be fun to do anytime this summer.
Which brings us, we all wrote down lake days.
Yeah.
Lake weekend, boat, bonfire, s'mores, jumping off the dock, going swimming, Zorbas.
Oh my God. I just need to be like swimming.
Stargazing.
Like, when I was in Mexico, I was just swimming. Like, I don't know why. It's like brings back child memories or something, but I just am craving like jumping off of a boat and like just swimming in the water.
Which
Can't
brings
wait.
Me to this TikTok I saw today that I need to share. And it was one of those fucking bottom feeder things that are on the bottom of the lakes. What are those called?
Fish?
No, look at that thing. Excuse me?
Megan, that's AI.
No, it is not.
Oh, no, it's not. That's in like a river, though.
No, they're in lakes, too.
Ew, that's like a sturgeon or
some
shit.
Yes, and Dad said that they don't even have any teeth. They're harmless,
yeah.
But there's fucking
just
huge.
Just gross. Yeah, I mean, don't start Googling what's in the lakes, but jump into them. Yeah. Truly.
Just jump in and hope your toes don't get nibbled at.
Fuck.
Ah. I think Joey and I are going to go to a baseball. We usually go to one Twins game a summer.
Yeah.
I hate baseball, truly. Like
It's fun, though.
No, there's literally nothing worse than the sport of baseball, but to go to a baseball game in the summer,
it's just like the...
Have a beer, just, a hot dog.
Yeah.
And he gets really good seats from his company, so it's
fun.
You're down in the nice spot. It's like...
Go on Dollar Dog Day.
Yeah. Zoe and I used to sling some Dollar Dogs.
God.
Yeah, you deep throat those.
No, we
would
serve
actually
them
make
at
thousands
the
of $1 hot dogs. So.
Yes, Megan.
Nasty
Speaking
ass.
Of hot dogs, you guys State Fair people?
Yes.
Yes.
I wrote State Fair on here. I love
State
like
my
Fair.
Worst
I'm like kind of anxious.
I hate it. Fair.
We went once last year for like an hour and I don't think I will do it at all with her this year.
No, I hate it. I hate it. But like, will I maybe do it? Maybe. It has
I
to
like
be
the
like
food,
a
but
cool
I hate
day.
The crowd. I fucking hate the crowd.
I hate the heat. I hate the crowd.
You have to go on like a day of the week.
Weekday.
Not on the fucking Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. That's tough for Joey, so. But maybe we'll find ourselves there.
I really want to get like 5 more tattoos. So.
5?
Mm-hmm. Do you guys know how many tattoos I have right now?
13.
No.
How many?
9.
Mm. So you want to be at 13?
Yeah.
14.
Yep.
Do you have ideas? Like, do you know what you want?
You know, there's a couple that I want to get, but I haven't solidified anything yet. Mason started his sleeve too. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
My child just left with my water bottle. This seems like an accident waiting to happen.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. He's drinking out of it. Yep. It's as big as her. I also, I think a couple of us have this on there, but like an outdoor concert.
Yes.
We went to one at the Mankato Amphitheater last year, and I would highly recommend looking at that venue if anyone, like if there's
about that. You said it was so fun.
It was just like small and intimate and so nice and outside. Or even like prior like Music Fest or like Megan, I'm sure there's like
festivals.
Yeah.
Like
that type of stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Be fun.
I also really want to do picnics. Mm-hmm. So this is so weird. You guys are absolutely going to judge me for this answer.
Oh, God.
But right next to Lake Calhoun, fucking whatever the name is now. Sure. Absolutely. There is this cemetery.
We did our engagement photos in a cemetery, so I'm not judging. Beautiful.
Literally so beautiful. Like Ben and I used to go on sushi dates there all the time. And like the buildings there, like the architecture is fucking... What are you doing with your microphone?
So you sit on dead people?
Well, there's spaces where there's not gravestones.
Okay.
I did my engagement photos in a cemetery, so I am not judging.
And they just built this like incredibly modern building that's just like a community center there. Say that it's like a whole thing.
You're
it's
like supposed to go to cemeteries, like to see your people or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know anyone there, but
well,
it's a good place to have a picnic.
You know what, you guys. All right.
Sure, there's lots of other people.
I'm also going to be a farmer's market girly this summer. Yes, I don't care what anyone says.
What is
never
this schedule? Can someone tell me? What is it? Every Sunday?
The Wayzata one is Thursdays.
They're all, like, a lot of them are
from,
days
like, 2:30 to 5. The Minneapolis one, which is like the big one, is Saturdays.
But it's just
in
like,
North Loop, right?
I always am like, I'm going to go to the farmer's market this week. And then I just don't. But I'm like gonna make
we
it
need
a
to
thing.
Go there. You're supporting
the
local
at the farmer's
and
market
it's
is
so
good,
much better.
Fresh,
and they have so many like good baked
flowers.
Goods, like, that you can eat there when you're there.
Oh my
there.
God! Yeah,
no pesticides.
I know. Well,
I don't know about that one, but
but I'm gonna make that a thing this summer for sure. Even it's if it's so just like fun. Once a month. Yeah. Even if I go a couple times, I'll be happy.
I love that.
If you need like a quick experience, the one in like the promenade or whatever in Wayzata is like tiny, but. It's still, I'm like, I need to fix, but I can't go on Saturday.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I probably won't be going to the Minneapolis one. I can guarantee that.
No, it's so good.
I know it is.
It's so good.
I feel like I'm going to be up north a lot, just at the lake. But I also, we typically go, and I know someone else had this on there too, but we typically go up to like the North Shore, Lutzen, Grand Marais. But we usually do that like late summer, early fall.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm.
Because we like when it's a little chilly and the
colors changing.
But we will definitely make our way up there.
Yeah. We are doing our annual trip to Sequoia.
Mm.
It's like unofficially become something we do for our wedding anniversary.
Smart.
We just always go in July and it always ends up being like the weekend of our anniversary.
That's kind of fun.
And it's so fun. It'll be our first time bringing Kinney. She wants sunglasses on. She's dreaming about California.
Cali, baby.
Yep.
Sits down.
So we're going to go. We got like a nice Airbnb. We're going to go and just like hike and hang and.
Fun in July.
Yeah,
love
if they don't fit you.
What else?
I want to find hikes.
There's so many good hikes around here,
and we always do them like up in Lutzen and whatever, but I just want to find like every once in a while a place to go. There's a mountain biking spot close to our house that you can just walk on, or you can obviously bike. And so I think it'd be fun to just find little spots like that instead of just going for your typical walk, which we do all the time.
Yeah,
like load Sully up and go, like drive even an hour and go find, like especially like south, like by not like Red Wing but like towards that area.
Yes,
there's so many, even like St. Paul area.
Ben knows a ton of like biking walking trails because he does his like quarterly like biking event where he bikes 100 miles, so he has like so many trails and like fun little hike areas,
and it's just easy to just look them up the day of, and even if you have to drive an hour or whatever, it's like fun little day trip. Last year we did the day trip to that Villa Bellezza winery.
Oh my god, that looks so fun.
Would highly recommend doing that. So fun, and it's hard to do a day trip to a winery, but like Joey and I both, like I think I had 2 glasses of wine, Joey had maybe one. So it's easy if you have like a driver. Otherwise, honestly, you could like get a car driver or something.
They're so cheap too.
The winery tour I think is happening this month or next, where you like get on a bus or like a whatever van and go to all the wineries.
Oh nice.
And it's like a event, and they have music at all of them and everything. Fun. So like that type of stuff would be really fun too.
Oh, I love that. I'm just ready for warm weather.
That just made me remember my bachelorette, and we went to Floyd's, and I for sure want to go to Floyd's this summer.
Oh, come on.
That place was so fun. Mm. No, I puked in the Maynard's bathroom.
You Victoria. Rallied, though. That's all that matters. Gross.
Victoria night.
Yeah, Floyd's was so fun.
Yep, we love Floyd's.
So
okay, yeah. when you guys have ideas for your summer bucket list, we're adding to our list. So maybe we'll make a feed post.
Yeah, we're gonna drop make it in a the feed comments. Post.
What's on your summer bucket list so that we can get some extra ideas?
We need them,
and we can take advantage of, especially us Midwestern girls. We're taking advantage of the warm weather this year.
Mm-hmm. Period.
All right. Period. Okay. We love you guys.
Love you. Short, sweet, baby.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.